The following is a MikeVarley.com presentation. The 31st day, or, alternately, the end of an error. I lost a deer to me today. It was raw, and it was selfish, and it was tar-stained, and it was mine. It was born unknown of purpose, a template of process, a victim of progress. I promised it more than I could provide. I promised it more than I realized. I promised life to waste, form to paste, sound to taste. I promised lovers to the leches and laid down with the chaste. One should say a few words before blankets are hung. Truth is important here. It was rarely slick, but always true. Most precious to it were its trinkets, little mechanical wonders, wind-ups. It towed them everywhere, in a gold satchel with tricky latches, brought out one at a time with great effort to teach temperance. The planks of the town laughed at its speckled preachings. You can find the tin toys in a box in the back. Drop a bit in the cup if you please. Chiefly, men speak of its diligence. And so shall I. The way it baked bread without yeast, the way it found sleep without peace, the way it gripped the pen so tight ink flowed from its top, priming tips of fingers for sloppy smeared strokes. Too visceral for lies, too truthful for prose, the suspect documents decorate its bathroom walls. They are available to you, the mournful public, on a per-sheet basis. Born in Brooklyn, raised in a vacuum, schooled in absolutes at the end of an era, served 20 years in God's army, retired without distinction or blame, sat on the board of trustees for undeveloped neuroses, first chair Darwin Tabernacle Choir, 2004 Ken Jennings Scholar, winner of the prestigious Cosmic Bureaucrat Award for outstanding work in the field of pointless organization, lover of knives, lifter of heavy objects, enabler of expectations, bearer of antiquity, rejoinder to liberty, self-inflicted savior, hard-to-figure castigent, and connect-the-dots maestro of the Upper North Side. It is survived by 24 impossible treatises and a line of merchandise bearing its name. But now, in the tradition of its own design, we will commend its dear remains to the oblivion of unburnished thought, unrepentant brilliance, and un-American acceptance. Step inside, no flash faux pas, respect the running tour rope. Observe the blankets, taped on walls and down back halls. They absorb its dying breath, cushioning the blow for those that might have been there but couldn't make it. I would elaborate, but the rite was written on ink-proof mittens, briefly flashed, then safely hidden, under beats and lingual feats, safe from all derision. So good night, sweet pantomime. Good night, true friend of mine. Your deeds will be forgotten, but the message stays the same. When converts craft the story, the righteous take the blame.